The Democratic Alliance in Ekurhuleni condemns Executive Mayor Alderman Kakaza's claim that he will scrap the city's electricity tariff in the aftermath of violent anti-electricity tariff protests in Tembisa. If the Executive Mayor was truly concerned about the negative effect these tariffs would have on its residents, he would have made this intervention during the budget process before violence flared up. The Mayor does not have the authority to unilaterally axe a tariff like this one implemented by his ANC-EFF Action SA coalition. The Municipal System Act stipulates that a tariff that was implemented by council can only be rescinded by council itself. The DA voted against the implementation of these tariffs. Instead of implementing prudent financial management, this failed coalition chose to foist its failures on ordinary, hard-working people by raising unaffordable fixed tariffs. This is a collective punishment for the residents of Ekurhuleni to pay back financial losses by the metro imposed on residents simply because they live in the city of Ekurhuleni. The Executive Mayor of Ekurhuleni must not present this ingenious answers to angry residents in Tembisa when he knows full well that his government is in the wrong. As the DA, we wrote to NERSA requesting that the regulator investigate the poor mathematics used by MMC for finance, Jongisizwe Dlabati, to contrive these figures. Poor decision-making, bad planning, and an uncaring attitude by the ANC-EFF Action SA coalition have brought us to this point. This failed coalition was aided by small, sycophantic parties in council who chose to snuggle up to the ANC-EFF and Action SA instead of putting the residents first. It is time for the lies and extortion of residents to end. As the Democratic Alliance, we will always stand on the side of residents against those who chose to exploit, deceive, and lie to suit their own narrow agendas.